This Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up is for Skill Hire, your employment and training specialist.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
Irene from Home and Away and resident rapper Mick Shane.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Let's do it. We're talking sex injuries.
Bedroom injuries.
But they
don't necessarily have
That's to. Why it's confusing. I've been told early in my radio career to not make things confusing for people. So that's what we're doing. We just heard Heidi Anderson was attacked by a feather duster and ended up with 5.5 centimetre cut.
Then on the back of my head, you need to...
Yeah, sorry. You didn't give birth.
The feather duster was like those 1970s ones. Zaves, quick story from you, mate.
Well, not from my life, but a good friend of mine who still plays AFL football and still has serious problems with this injury. He was, I was in the doctor's room when he came, limped in, really swollen. His knee was really swollen, not his pecker. But what happened was, I was an innocent country boy. Yeah. Anyway, he's talking to the doctor. He goes, "Yeah." So then we jumped into the Flying Lotus, and my knee went from under me. And I was like,
"What's the Flying Lotus? Have you tried it yourself?"
No, but he's tried to show me, like, and his knee went. Anyway, he buckled his knee and tore a whole lot of cartilage and everything in for surgery. And still to today, he plays, and his major concern is a knee injury from the Flying Lotus.
Was he able to get any of the reconstruction or therapy costs paid for by the AFL team?
Yeah, absolutely all paid for.
Good on him.
That's what health insurance is for, isn't it?
Let's go to Anonymous here from Jindalee. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello, how you going?
Good. You got a bit of an injury when you were doing the hanky-panky?
Yeah, when I was doing the dirty deed, I snapped me banjo.
Oh, the banjo Patterson.
Can you talk us through how that happens?
Well, what is the banjo?
Well, the banjo is the skin on the outside. Is that what we're talking about?
No, not quite.
Is it the...
Tim, what, you explain it, mate.
The lads want to elaborate here.
There's a very delicate part of the underside of your member.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's a bit of string that's holding one part to another and it's
connecting. Oh, yes, I've seen that.
And it's taut.
Yes.
There's some tension there and you can snap it and it makes a little ping sound.
Now, now Anonymous, how much pain were you in there, my friends?
Oh, it was tough. It was a lot of pain out of 10, but yeah, I got through in the end. So
got through.
Oh, good, mate. Because I can promise you this, when girls give birth, they actually cut you in the inside sometimes. So, you know, I'm sure it'd be similar pain.
Yeah, I suppose.
Saves just all the colours drained out of his face as he's contemplating what it would be. Kate in Leederville, a big call to use your real name. What happened to you?
So me and my partner were in the car having a little bit of fun. We were just going on a trip up north, so a little bit of fishing and everything.
The young people call it these days?
And I ended up getting a fishing hook in my ankle.
Oh, no. Did you have to remove it or did you have to go to hospital?
No, we ended up removing it, but yeah, that definitely, that hurt a little bit.
You got to move the hooks out of the way.
Yes, exactly.
Can you imagine?
Wouldn't recommend that.
Can you imagine if the guy got the hook there? The hook and I.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Ryan's off sick today. It is Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Yes.
And I implore you, please go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, download the Hit app.
Yeah.
You get the daily catch-up. So Heidi, Xavier and Ryan, if you miss any of the show, you get it straight to your phone for free. Heidi told a story 10 minutes ago that you are going to want to listen to. First time she's ever told it on the radio. She had tears in her eyes. So get the catch-up from today after 9 o'clock, I implore you.
So 13 10 60, we are talking about injuries that you receive whilst doing a little bit of sexy time.
What's happened? We've had Tim Lee in here for 13 minutes and he's turned the show into a sex fest.
Now, Tim Lee, it actually happened yesterday on the show. A girl called Holly called the show and we're talking about excuses that you give to your PT why you don't turn up. This is what she said.
And I said, "I'm really sorry, I can't make it in. I've actually injured myself." And then he replied and he was like, "Oh my God, what happened? Are you okay? We can work through it." I replied and I was like, "Nah, like my boyfriend gave me a really good pounding last night."
Oh my God!
Too much. I mean, yeah, I won't go there. Crystal, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Things are getting a little bit saucy, so kids in cars may be a bit of a warning there as well. Crystal, this is about your friend.
Yes, I mean, I don't know all the details, and to be honest, I don't really want to know all the details, but she was in the bedroom with her partner, obviously, and they were having fun, and somehow he's accidentally dropped her, and she's got carpet burn on her forehead. and she had to come to work the next day.
Oh, the carpet burn is bad.
In the industry, it's called the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Why is what it called mean? Vacuum cleaner?
Well, like carpet burn. Oh. Or you can just picture the head going over it like a vacuum.
I had one of my girlfriends, we went to Bali, and she had such bad carpet burn on both her knees and her elbows. And everyone was asking her if she... So she just told everyone in Bali that she'd fallen off a moped.
Daniel in Maddington, have you got a bedroom injury?
Yes, I did, yes. For sure. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, mate. What have you got for us?
When I was a kid, I actually sustained some back injuries as a child. And I was with a girl as a friend. And we were doing the deed, as you may say. And my back started hurting. And I was like, okay, don't worry about it. And I continued through, powered through. And I woke up the next day and I actually couldn't move at all. I actually had to get her to carry me to hospital.
Oh, my God.
And it turned out I had slipped my disc.
Wow. She actually knocked your back out.
Yeah. I literally had to get carried to hospital. It was ridiculous.
That's where the song comes, put your back into it.
I just want to give a shout out to an anonymous person who works here who's got a friend who they were doing it in the toilet and she chipped a tooth because she hit her head on the porcelain of the toilet.
We're going to type this up.
Yeah, we're going to type this up.
Okay, we'll finish with anonymous, shall we? Anonymous, a big shout out this morning. Make sure if you've got kids in the car, turn off. I hope you've already turned off. But 131060, we're talking about injuries that you sustain whilst hopping on the bad foot and doing the good thing or something?
Yeah. So I wish I had some of the injuries from before. I was seeing a sort of semi-long-term booty call and he was a well-established member of society and he may have had a little friend called Prince Albert and we were changing it up, doing the doggy, and he may have slipped and caused grievous bodily harm into a certain orifice that should not be attacked in that way. There was a lot of blood, and I had to have a nice nurse called Wendy remove a certain piece of jewellery that I did not have pierced.
Oh! I don't know if we're coming back on Monday.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Yeah, so Ryan is off sick. We actually caught up with Genuine, who is going to be at R&B Fridays live on November 9th. Remembering tickets go on sale on Monday. But so you will hear Ryan through this chat with Genuine.
Our next guest began his career as part of Swing Mob in the 90s. Before signing with Epic Records, he's gone on to be nominated for Grammy and AMA Awards. And he's had multiple albums sell 2x platinum. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Genuine.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Genuine, what up?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's happening? Now, we are so pumped to have you rock out on stage. I know for me, I had my hen's party and the two guys that rocked up to do the dance came in to your song.
Oh, my God.
To Pony.
Well, that's a great thing. I'm great. I'm happy. I'm happy to know I've inspired many.
So many.
It's a great thing. I'm looking forward to coming on out there.
I think it's one of the true tests of any kind of like great movies, TV shows and songs is that it stands the test of time.
Yes.
And I don't think any song more than Pony.
Yeah.
People still love it this far out. Did you know at the time, I'm on a winner here. This is gonna be around for a while.
Well, when I did it in 94. You guys heard it 2 years later. But I did it, and I didn't know how big it was going to be, but being honest, I knew we had something special. Now, I didn't know how special it was and how long it would last, but I knew this was a song that I was going to break out on. And, I'm just grateful to be a part of such a big song.
Now, mate, you've seen the lineup. Who are you looking forward to partying and performing, but mostly partying with the most?
Probably Salt and Pepper, man. You know, I came up with them. With those young ladies, and you know, I've always loved them, always been inspired by them,
And I remember going to concerts, watching them and seeing them and just being inspired. So everyone else I've definitely worked with and been on shows with, so it's not something that I'm going to be surprised about. I've been working with these guys and everyone on the lineup for a long time, and we've done festivals and things like that. But when I come there, I'm coming there to be the best. I'm not coming there to be last. So it's friendly competition, but it's competition.
And you have had a request that you like the color red. So do you want guys to wear red shorts, or do you want just the girls to wear
no,
red dresses?
No, I want only the ladies. Only the ladies. Now, don't be playing with me. Only the ladies. I need to know who specifically comes there to see me. And the way that you let me know that is you wear your red.
I'll be wearing red.
We'll be asking the whole of Perth to rock up in red dresses. We were talking about Pony and it being your, the one song that I think it was even voted number one here in Perth when they did an R&B countdown. It's huge on Spotify everywhere. But my question to you, Genuine, is a lot of people, it was voted in the top 25 songs to make love to that song. What is the song that you make love to?
I play music, but I play old school music. I play like Marvin Gaye and Jodeci and, Guy and stuff like that. I don't really play a lot of the stuff that I came up on because I feel like I would never put my song up there because that's a little conceited or narcissistic.
I would love it.
I was going to say, there ever been an occasion where, it's been time to party, if you know what I mean, for yourself and your song is playing in the background?
Never. Absolutely.
Really?
And if my song came on when I'm getting it, I'm going to get up and forward it to the next song.
I could imagine you making love to your own song.
Yeah, that's so wrong. It's so space. So.
All right, well, Genuine, we thank you so much for your time. Australia's biggest R&B party is coming back to Perth Friday, November 9 for one night only. And, of course, R&B Fridays Live 2018. Don't miss it. Genuine, looking forward to seeing you here, mate.
Thank you so much, and I love Perth. Y'all, Perth has the most beautiful women.
Oh, and we love wearing red over here, the girls. Don't worry about that.
I'm looking forward.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, it's all good. I'll see y'all there.
See you soon.
And follow me on Instagram at Genuine.
We will, legend. See you, mate.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
R&B Fridays Live, Hit 92.9, bringing Salt and Pepper to town with Usher, and within 15 minutes you can win, but right now it is like 20 to 8 and we have got Australian royalty in here, guys.
Lynn McGranger is an Australian actress and icon, best known for playing Irene Roberts on soap opera Home and Away.
I don't think you're getting out of this scot-free because you're not.
Currently, she is the second longest serving cast member, Isabel Stewart. Still, a very, very fine effort. Please welcome the delightful Lynn McGranger.
Hello, Lynn.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Like I said, you are absolute royalty.
Oh, thank you. You may kneel.
Now, we spoke about this. I said it's funny because you're all part of our childhoods as Irene on Home and Away, and
yes,
you still are. I think everyone knows your face, and you were saying even when you arrived here yesterday.
So we arrived yesterday. I was picked up at the airport after, 5.5 hours, and so I was, you get here and you go, oh, and also your body's just gone back 2 hours. So then you've got an even longer day.
Yeah.
And as we walked into the apartments, they're probably listening now. But as we walked into the apartments, there's two guys up a bit like on the next level and they go, hey, you, is that Irene? It's Irene Roberts. No, and I'm like, oh, kill me now. So I've got my head down. It's like, don't talk. But as soon as I open my gob, everyone just goes, whew.
Yeah, it's the voice.
It's the voice. And I thought, don't talk. And luckily the lady who has the flats didn't know me from Adam. So that was great. And of course, lovely Carolyn, our PA at APAN, is going, no, nothing to see here, move along. And we walked in, and when she walked out again to get more bags and bring them in, they went, is that Lynn McGranger? That's Lynn McGranger. And she goes, no, she gets that all the time.
She's
all the time. Oh, my stars. And even I went into the bottle shop. Not that I was buying a bottle of wine.
Just a box of beer.
Yeah, just. And the guy behind the counter, bless him, goes, "You're Lynn McGranger." I'm like, wow, that's great, because normally I get Irene, but I get very excited when people know my real name.
I know, because it's the thing. Like I said, everyone out there when you've arrived has a story about Irene and watching the show. So you must just get it all the time. What if you do leave Home and Away? Because I'm sure you probably will one day.
Yeah, in a box, feet first.
What, like, you will you be able to break this character?
I doubt it, love. I doubt it. Look, it's, I suppose, I, you know, think of Yul Brynner. God, I'm talking to people from Generation X. No, Generation Y. What are you these
days? I don't
even know
what generation.
I'm 30, whatever that means.
So Yul Brynner was a guy, an American actor, who played the lead in The King and I for about 150 years.
Yes.
And he never, ever got to play anything else, because that's all he ever was the King of Siam. So I feel like that's what I am.
You're the Queen of
I'm the Queen of Siam, yeah. But look, I love doing musicals and I love doing theatre. And of course, that's why I'm here in Perth, because we're doing Legally Blonde at the Regal Theatre at Subiaco.
And you are going to be meeting, people can meet you and
absolutely,
all of the cast
at
Caronup Shopping Centre tomorrow. I'm getting from 10 till 11.
That's correct. And the lovely John James O'Hara, my mate Johnny, who's also in the show, he was in Greece with me as well.
Yeah.
He'll be there emceeing, and we'll be, you know, ripping it up and having a great, great time. But can I just do a little plug?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, go,
are you
okay. No, I'm just plugging the show.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So in the show, the leads are played by the fabulously talented APAN Academy students.
Yeah.
And if people saw Beauty and the Beast last year, I flew over to see it.
Yeah, amazing.
Because even though I wasn't in it, I flew over.
Yeah.
Luckily, I wasn't in it, because I only came for a night and saw it. It was amazing. Greece the year before was insane. People know what they're capable of. So the leads are played by, like I say, the wonderful APAN students and people like Johnny and myself and Jamie McCandy and Dixie Johnson. We play the little bit roles, you know, and just a hoot of a time. But this, the opening weekend, which is next Friday, the 24th, I believe, 24th, 25th, 26th.
I'm just saying yes here. I've got no idea.
That sounds right. I know my Fridays pretty well.
Yeah. So what's the date today?
So that would be the 17th.
There we go. So next Friday's the 24th. See, quick mathematician, there you go. So next week, if people book and they use the code L, that's E-L-L-E, they will get $10 off their ticket for the first weekend. So please come and see us.
Yes.
And, you know, afterwards, I'm not saying we're always around. You may bump into us at the pub over the road. But, you know, we're up for meeting people and having a chat.
I love that about you.
Absolutely.
And especially all of that. It's because, I mean, I think sometimes we do put you as royalty and people do get scared and they don't want to speak to you because they're like, oh my God, they're not a real person.
Well, what I was going to say, Lynn, you've obviously been around for a long time at Home and Away and stuff, and you mentioned the generations before.
Yes, yes.
How do you go working on a social level with all these younger guys and girls that are coming into the show?
Because, do you mean like social media or just
all
socially?
That sort of stuff. We work with some people here that are 22 and I'm 30 and I find them in a different planet.
Really? Oh, well, look, my daughter's 27 and she just rolls her eyes at me and goes, oh, Mum, you know, and things like, you know, Snapchat, I just find a bit weird, but I'm very good at Facebook, man.
Okay.
I'm all over Facebook. Hell, my 93-year-old mother-in-law is all over Facebook.
Yeah.
But she shouts everything.
Yeah.
You know when you use capitals?
Oh,
it's
yes.
like, Lynn, what are you doing? So stop shouting at me, Flora.
Donald Trump.
Shouts everything.
Lynn, before you go, like we said, you are here for Legally. I just have to ask this question because I know you have played Irene for so long and have gone back to Home and Away chat. But do you feel like that you kind of morphed into a little bit of Irene in your real life? Is there, because even when you said to me, oh, love, before I was like, oh my God, Irene.
I've always said love.
Okay,
I've always said love.
But is there any parts of your life that kind of cross over?
I think that the line has become, you know, very, very faded.
It's getting grey.
A very grey area because, look, Irene, the only person I can use as a tool as an actor is me.
Yeah.
Therefore, you know, that's you know, I am Irene some days and I'm Lynn other days. But, you know, that where they meet is very grey. And I call people girly now, which I never used to, but that's an Irene thing. The thing I love about Irene, which I still wish that I could kind of, you know, occasionally assimilate yeah. and morph into, is that I love the way she calls a spade a front end loader. And she's like, right, you. And she metaphorically shirt fronts anyone
yeah.
who gets in her way or who pees her off.
Yeah.
And Lynn's like, oh, my God, confrontation. I'm looking in my bag.
Yeah.
I don't like confrontation. I don't like witnessing it. I don't like being part of it. But Irene is right in the mix.
Wow.
And I would love, even after 25, 26 years, I just wish I could, you know, grab a little part of that because sometimes, you know, I just want to tell people what I think.
So there's Irene's, a part of me that goes, oh. Irene's never come out in a department store. They didn't have the right shoes. Yeah, like, right, let's bring Irene off the shelf.
Well, if you were to ask Ada Nicodemus, my very dear friend who plays Leah, she will tell you that yes all the time. Because sometimes, you know, you're at the airport and you're feeling like crap, yeah. you know, and people come up and they go, ah, come in. I'm like, and Ada's, for some reason I only behave like that when Ada's around and I go, no. Not today. No, this is not a good time. Can you go away?
Yeah.
Ada's like, oh, my God, you are so embarrassing. But occasionally it just comes out.
Well, probably because you're with her.
Yeah. Maybe it is. But she's like, oh, yes, you know, we just all look like we've been dragged through the brambles backwards, you know, with hair. Oh, my God. And people want photos when you look your worst.
Well, you're looking fabulous. And you're going to be, love. I know they'll be making you look fabulous tomorrow. So you'll be getting your
fabulous.
Photos.
Did you just say fabulous?
Look, I was like, fabulous.
I know, we get you on the show. We just breeze over those now.
It happens so often.
Irene just came out.
Yeah.
Fabulous. She said it.
You are going to be fabulously presented tomorrow at Karen Up Shopping Centre. If people do want to see you,
please come along and book your tickets, guys, because this is a wonderful, wonderful musical with great talent in it, except for me.
And code word L. E-double-L-E
is your code word when you go on to book your tickets.
Brilliant.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks for coming in.
Within 15 minutes, score yourself R&B Fridays live tickets.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Another amazing guest in the studio. He is our resident rapper. You'll see him on our show. You might follow him on Facebook. McShane on the mic. He is in the studio, everyone. McShane.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning, Perth City. How are we doing?
Now,
this is my favourite way to finish the week.
It is.
By far.
And you always come in full of surprises. Like the last time you were in, it was all about West Coast. The time before that, it was Frio for the Derby. But this week, you were going to be talking about Perth.
Mm-hmm. Well, my favourite place in the world.
It is. It's beautiful. But in light of Perth slipping 7 places from the most,
I know,
7th most livable city to 14th now, which has cost, they said here, in a bit of paper I'm reading, roughly $200 million in tourism dollars.
Well, maybe we've got to stop paying $20 for pints.
That's exactly
Everyone
right.
Everyone needs to follow the village and go $5.
This is an intervention.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you are about to rap for us. I was going to say talk, but you're
talk rhythmically.
Yeah, you are a rap star and it's over to you, McChane.
Thank you so much. What is up, Perth City? Look, I was actually very hurt when I found out this news, so I think I had to pick everybody up and make them realize what a beautiful place this is. So check this one out. This is for you, Perth City. Tell me how many places you can count in this, right? Yeah, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Perth, the most isolated capital city on earth. We got sun, sand and surf, full of natural reserves. We deserve to be the best and that's a factual first. See, our oceans are incredible, not far from out of reach. We got Mullaloo and Cottesloe, not far from Scarborough Beach. Trigport and Frio, they're just minutes down the street. We got hot summer nights, temperature rising through the heat. We can hardly just be beat. You want a party on repeat? We got Rottnest for the quokkas and it's charming by the sea. You can have another Barbie, won't be starving when you eat. And if you want to go to Bali, then you'll hardly get a seat. And I can try to list it all, and it would be a long tally. Or I could take you on a wine tour straight through the Swan Valley. And I need some time to think with some rational thought. We got good food and drink that win international awards. Well, this is just for starters. Make a visit to our harbour. Fremantle Markets, you can book a diving charter. You can see the seaside, fulfill a real wish. We got Cicerello seagulls that will try to steal your fish. shop at Morley. Do your feet get blisters? You can go to Mount Lawley just to see our hipsters. You can go to Leederville if you just fancy a bite. Or you can go to Northbridge to party on a Saturday night. Well, you can drive to Mandurah, you can go to the marina. Or you can buy a ticket to see shows at our arenas. It's a picture perfect city. We're living the dream, so listen to me. I'm about to go and visit Elizabeth Quay. When it comes to landscapes, I don't think hard. We got visions of our city you can see from Kings Park. We've got incredible aquariums, a couple big sharks. LEDs upon our buildings keep them lit when they're dark. We got bright light skylines, hot summer night times, South Perth bike rides, Penguin Island high tides, lakes and rivers, hills with snakes that sliver, Uber Eats and Deliveroo for dinner. Now wait a minute, see I don't understand when people complain that we're boring. When the weekend comes around, I just the wafer is calling. You see, Perth's my number one when I just wake every morning. West Australia's the only state that I'm applauding. See, Perth's your own home, yeah, I don't know if you knew this. So forget the GPS, turn it off cause it's useless. There's hidden secrets in the suburbs that are so elusive. I discover something new every week, like a tourist. You see, I love you, Perth, and I just did it for you. And now I love you, Perth, and I just spit it for you. I said I love you, Perth, and I just did it for you. I did it for you, I did it for you. The 92.9 crew. Max Shane on the mic, baby. This is for you, Perth City.
Oh, my God.
It's the weekend. Go out and explore your city. Do something new. Do something fresh.
Mate, we all love you. Where are you playing this weekend? Because this weekend.
This weekend, I am going to be hosting the DMC West Australian DJ competition, actually.
There you go.
Yes,
where
if
at?
You want to see some of West Australia's best DJs, I'll be hosting that. That's at the Universal Sports Bar on this Sunday night.
Amazing.
But you'll see me floating all around the city, wrapping up wherever I can.
Mate, you
that is so good.
You slay it. Like Xavier Ellis, it's like he has a secret crush on you. You cannot take your eyes off him. Like, I was trying to bust some moves over here, and then Xavier Ellis is just eyes locked on you.
That's amazing. I need to get one of those portable mics so I can just drop it and walk off at the end like I've actually contributed to something.
The mic budget might go up every Friday.
Well, mate, it's awesome to have you in the studio. If people want to find out where you'll be over the weekend or follow music, Max Shane on the mic. Everyone.
At Facebook.
Thanks so much, guys.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Hit 92.9 and Frontier Touring presents R&B Fridays Live 2018. Usher, Salt and Pepper, Lil Jon, Genuine, and so many more for one night only. Coming to Perth's NIB Stadium Friday, November 9th. Tickets from Ticketmaster, 11 a.m., Monday, August 20th.
Incredibly juicy.
This is the part of the show where you get to see Usher, the guy. Did you know that he's recorded a special message for you, Heidi and Xavier?
No.
Oh, no. Tell us.
What up, Australia? It's Usher. I missed you. Every time I've come there, you've always shown your love and support. This is just a treat back to you. Of course, you do have to get your tickets, and I hope you get them early.
Yeah, man.
Oh, he gave us a treat. Oh.
He called you Australia. That was a little
weird. Yeah, I was going to say.
I thought he would have got my name by now.
If you want to meet him, call now 13 10 60.
So this is the time where people confess and you will win tickets to R&B Fridays Live. If it's the best confession, we've got three callers on the line. Then you'll go in the draw, which will be announced on Monday for a meet and greet with Usher, the man himself. Let's go to Anonymous One. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi.
Hello. What have you got to confess?
So this is really bad. I feel really bad saying it, but I've been giving my grandma with dementia the same present every year for about 3 years.
What's the present?
It's this jumper and she really loves it so much and she forgets she has it. So we take it and then we give it back to her and she's so excited. She loves it so much and she always loves it more than every other present. So she thinks I'm the best grandchild.
I thought you were buying the same present for years running rather than stealing it, rewrapping it and then handing it to them. That's fantastic.
Used to do that just to her kids.
Yeah, it's fiscally irresponsible in this economy. Anonymous 2, what's your confession?
Hi, so I was driving to the train station yesterday and I was running really late for uni. And as I was pulling in, I was really in a rush and I was pulling into a car park and I accidentally hit someone's car. And yeah, the bumper fell off and it left a huge mark and a huge dent. And I started to freak out and I was like, I'm not sure what to do right now. So I just pulled out and went into a different car space and never told anyone.
Oh, my God. Anonymous 2, I am sorry, but I would be so annoyed if that was my car.
Hit and run.
Oh, no.
Just don't know if I can champion you right now. I'm disappointed.
Ando. Oh, so you're happy with deceiving a grandma with dementia?
We can't have this segment, Ando. You ask for the juicy calls and then you go, I don't know if I can support
all right,
that.
Last on the
it's
line.
The segment.
I know.
Anonymous 3. Anonymous 3, that's you. What's your confession?
So my confession is that I slept with my husband's best man the night before our wedding.
Oh, Lord. And how about that play out there, please, Anonymous 3?
No, not too much detail. But
yeah, not too much detail. We're on thin ice. But maybe just, how it's sort of the interaction occurred.
We were all out having drinks before the wedding and we all went our separate ways. And it just happened to be that the best man took me back to my room where the bridesmaids were and it just went from there.
How do you live with yourself? No, do you know what I mean? Like, but honestly, other people would want to know that. Like, I'm sure you're a really good person, but genuinely, how do you deal with the guilt?
I do feel guilty. And I've told no one except half of Perth now.
So. Well, don't worry, you are anonymous.
Are you still with your husband, Anonymous 3?
Yes.
Whoa. Wow, there's some intense. I've got my secrets as well. So
surely, as the best man, you would be in contact with each other quite regularly. Yeah. How do you deal with each other when you're around your husband?
Yeah. Anonymous 3?
Hello.
Hey, how do you deal with it when you're around the best man still?
I try not to be around. If he's around, I just don't want to. I know I shouldn't want to face it, but my mistake. But I try not to be there when and if they have catch-ups.
All right, Ando, who do you think, 1, 2, or 3?
I don't know if I can deal with this segment. Luckily, it's the last day.
I love having a grandma who had dementia. Like, I used to take money off her.
Yeah. No, what?
No, she could never work out that playing, when I say I played football, she couldn't work out that was a job. So she used to always give me money. So like I had two jobs, getting money off Nat and playing football.
We're all so bad. We're all bad people.
That's how Zave got the first of his 14 hours.
Zave, it's up to you, mate. You can reward.
I'm Anonymous 1.
Okay, go. It's all you
Anonymous
today, my friend.
1, congratulations. You've got tickets and the opportunity to meet Usher.
I'm out.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. And hopefully Nan gets the same present this year as well.
Good on you, guys.
I'll keep it going.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Everyone's talking about these Coles mini collectibles right now. I don't have children. Zave's, you've got little Clive on the way. Tim Lee, you're in the studio today. You have a couple of kids. But we kind of questioning, like you and I, Zaves, what the hell are these things? Everyone's talking about them.
How are they entertaining?
Our mate, Christian Hull, you would also know him as Trish online, hundreds of thousands of followers, was on the project.
Millions.
He was on the project last night talking about them.
Family and friends know, like, how crazy obsessed I am. Like, when I was a kid, I was full obsessed with Tazos and Pog. They got into chips. So I think that's where the obsession with this has come from, hopefully. Otherwise, you know, as an adult with no children, I'd be concerned that I've got all this.
So we've got the man himself. Hello, Christian.
Oh, hello.
You are now the face of Coles Mini Collectibles.
Oh, that is like that's going top of the resume. Like, I'm so excited that like the project has come to me first to talk about it. You guys are coming to me to talk about it. I think it's something that I should be embarrassed about because it's marketed for children. But as a 31-year-old, I'm not. Like, I'm upset.
What? Can you tell everyone like me who I've only seen little bits and pieces and obviously don't have any kids, like, what is the big hoo-ha?
For someone that works in radio, Heidi, this has been around for the last month. It's been all the rage, and you're telling me you have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's got something to do with children. I'm scared of them right now. I'm busy.
Well, do you remember, like, when we were kids, you'd get Tazos and chips?
I was about to say, let's go back to the Tazos. They were unbelievable.
So they're like that?
Well, sort of. Like, it's like this. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I think it's petty, and I think they're stupid, crappy bits of plastic that mean nothing. But there's just something about the fact that it's like a limited edition. Yeah. It's only, you know, it finishes like next week. I've just sort of this crazy hoarder gene I've got. It's making me obsessed about collecting them. And what's funny is I think more adults and more parents are collecting them, and the kids actually couldn't give, you know, a rat's about it. Yeah.
Well, I think that's funny, and that's the thing. When I've seen people post about it, I've seen parents trying to swap and stuff like that, and I was like, are you swapping for your own collection or are these for the kids?
No, these are mental disorders, Christian, because you yourself, you fell into a caramilk kind of a binge a couple of months ago. So do you just find one thing and just do a deep dive on it, do you?
Excuse me, did you just say I have a mental disorder?
I don't think he's making jokes about that, Christian.
How hurtful. No, I do obsess about things. Look, I'll give you that. Mostly it's food. If you haven't seen me, I'm a bit of a portly gentleman. I love my food. Kit Kat, I'll tell you this. Okay, here's the lowdown, right? The new craze that I'm getting messages about is the Kit Kat Gold.
Oh.
Right?
Yes. Now, what is the Kit Kat Gold? It's a gold flavour.
No, it's also caramel was a huge thing that I obsessed over.
Oh,
and then
yes.
Stupid, dumb Cadbury made it limited edition and put it in the bin. But now Kit Kat have brought out like a caramel Kit Kat, and it is literally 10 times better than original caramel, which was just like caramel tasting chocolate.
Okay, so we all need to be looking for the Kit Kat Gold. Now, just before you go, Christian, apparently you've got to spend $30 or more to get these. Is this a true story that you went in and bought $30 worth of toilet paper just so that you could get your collectible?
Yes, and I walked out and I carried them home, 150 rolls of toilet paper. I'm not ashamed of that. And I got so I got my mini, but it turned out it was a mini I already had, so I was furious.
Oh, mate, we absolutely love you. Are they paying you for this, by the way?
Oh, no.
Oh, did we get a little scoop?
So it's not a hashtag sponsored post?
No, there's a lot of other sponsored posts on my page, but no, this is not one of them.
Not yet, anyway.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.